I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Everybody has one, a story or a moment when money changes your life. And that's what we're doing this week, examining those moments and the effects they have on us. Writer Brian Finkelstein tells us about a time when everything was going great, and then the bubble burst.
The first time I made a lot of money, I was in my 20s, and I was broke. I was that broke in your 20s where you have sleep, you know, for dinner. You know, that feeling where you're like, oh, it's 8 o'clock and I'm just going to go to bed because I have no money. And that's the way I lived my life. I was living in Brooklyn. I moved there because there was an art scene. I didn't paint or have any sort of artistic desires, but I wanted to be part of that community, so I moved there. I was living in Williamsburg, and I just would go to different jobs all the time, different places, make a few dollars an hour, and then leave, and then go on to the next one. And I got a job at this place, Kiehl's, which is a skincare store in the East Village in Manhattan, and I didn't know what it was. I'm not the type of person who uses skincare. And I got hired for $8 an hour to be the doorman. And that I could do. I went to Queens College, so I had enough education to say hello and goodbye. And I was doing that. I was making $8 an hour. And after like 6 months, I told the manager, Cammy, who kind of looked like a human Barbie doll, that I quit. I get a call at my house from this woman, Jamie Van Heidegger Morse, who owned Kiehl's. And she told me to stay, that she wanted me to train people on skincare. And I was like, no, that's not for me. I'm a schlubby, white, straight dude. And I worked in a place with fabulous, beautiful women and gay men, and they sold skincare. I couldn't. No one would want to buy it for me. I was not a poster for a good living. And she's like, no, but you represent a certain demographic that we don't have, and well, we really want you. Now, I was making $8 an hour, I was living hand to mouth, and she goes, here's what your salary will be if you start working, if you train at Kiehl's. We will pay you $90,000 a year, plus commissions, which came to over $100,000 a year. She gave me her American Express Black Card to go shopping in Soho and buy myself fabulous clothes, her words, a gym membership to Equinox, and then benefits along the way, including a 401k. And that was the first time in my life that I made a lot of money, and that just sort of changes the way you feel about things at that point, because then the art idea just went away. Like, any sort of integrity I had was bought that night and that phone call for the rest of my life. I worked at that job for 7 years, and it was great, and I made a lot of money, got myself out of debt, I paid my friends rent, I was the guy in that group of artists that had money, and, you know, I lived in Williamsburg, and I worked in the East Village, and both places were still cool and independent and mom and pop, and Kiehl's was this independent place that had been owned since the 1800s by this guy, John Kiehl, and Irving Morse, and this family, and it was very independent, and it was like an apothecary, and it was very New York, but then one day we held this meeting, and she told us that L'Oreal had bought it. Which was just like the worst, because L'Oreal, like in the cosmetics / skincare industry, that's like, there's L'Oreal and Lancome and they own everything. You know, there's only 30 of us that made this multi-million-dollar company grow. And when L'Oreal took over, they loved the brand of it. And then they did everything they can to change it, because of course they were not going to pay people that much. So they just fired all of us. And slowly, as I looked around, there was, you know, Union Square was this beautiful place where there was very independent, like, restaurants and stuff. And then the L'Orealization of New York happened. You know, there was two Starbucks, a Toys R Us, a Barnes & Noble, a Virgin Megastore. And it just happened overnight one day where it was all over. So I just spent all the money I had over the next 5 years pursuing a job as a comedian and a writer, and I started doing a lot of shows, and then eventually moved to Los Angeles.
Brian Finkelstein is a comedian and performer in Los Angeles.